There's a famous Rashi on this week's Parsha when Yaakov was finally reunited with Yosef, right? It says that only says one of them cried. Rashi quotes a Medrash Chazal that which one of them cried? Yosef. Why didn't Yaakov cry? He was reunited with his son after 22 years. It says he was Koris HaShema, he was saying Shema. So all of them at first assume that Rashi doesn't mean to say coincidentally it happened to be the time of Kriya Shema when Yosef happened to show up, but there's something deeper and more significant going on here. So there are different ways the Bali Musar explained this. I saw an interesting Hesber in the name of Rav Yerucham Diskin that what is Shema? Shema means, why would Yaakov say Shema at that time? Shema is a very simple thing. Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The unity of Hashem. It says, why would people not believe in the unity of Hashem? Why, over history, many people have believed that there is more than one Chasrel, more than one force in the world. The Zoroastrians held there were two gods, and the ancient pagan held there were many gods, etc. The answer is because there's a multiplicity of forces and things in the world. And we think all these different forces of the world are at loggerheads, are in different directions, are opposed to each other, so they must be different gods. Or at the very least, those who are more sophisticated, the Zoroastrians held, that, well, there's good and evil in the world. And they can't be coming from the same place. They're two opposite things that clash. So it must be there's at least two powers in the world. Someone could, even if someone doesn't mamish become a heretic, the problem is someone sees good, they see evil, they have the good things, they attribute that to Hashem, they see the evil, and they don't see how that fits in, and it makes them separate from Hashem and not see the unity of Hashem. What happened to Yaakov? Over all the years, he had this tremendous evil that befell him of Mechiras Yosef, and obviously he still believed in the Kriya Shema, but on a certain level he couldn't really experience on the same level the unity of Hashem, because Hashem stood for good, and then there was so much that was negative, that was bad, that he didn't see how the picture fit together. Finally, after 22 years, he not only was reunited with Yosef, he saw that it was all for the good. He understood after 22 years that all the bad that happened was really called the Avrach Malatava of it. It was really all coming from the same place. There's good in the world that we see how it's good b'shaito, and then there's things that seem bad b'shaito, but in the end, when we see the end of the story, which maybe we'll be zocha to in our lifetime, like Yaakov was, maybe not, you see that it was really all for the good, and necessary. Yaakov was better off that he was separated from Yosef, because that's the way the family could survive, and it was all part of the divine plan. At that moment, Yaakov was so overwhelmed by the realization that all the duality and the lack of unity in the world that he felt for 22 years was really a facade. And really, it was all for Hashem, it was all for the good in the divine plan. When we're Zoche, if we're Zoche to see it, it's all in the same direction, that he was overwhelmed by the realization of Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, of the unity of everything in the world, and that everything comes from Hashem. And at that moment, he was so overwhelmed by that realization that that even distracted him and preoccupied him from falling and crying over Yosef. And that's what Chazal mean by Yaakov was saying the Shema. And throughout all of history, you know, sometimes we're in the 22 years, where we don't see how the whole picture comes together, we don't see how Hashem, who we really believe in, is so perfect and so good, everything could be coming from Him. But in the end, just like Yaakov found the answer, there is always that answer there, and our job is to try our best to internalize as deeply as possible, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that everything is ultimately one, and everything is unified, and everything is for the good, and even if right now we don't see it, ultimately, there is a unified explanation for everything that Hashem does, and it's all coming from a place of goodness.